But I chose Barry because it was closer home. Mm-hmm. So after I graduated, I applied for admission to Barry, but I was not accepted. One reason, I think, was because I applied after school was out, and of course they get applications from a year ahead, you know. Mm-hmm. So later on, though, I made a trip up there at the beginning of school, but and talked to the dean of women, but she said, of course, there's calendar was filled for the year, but she said sometimes students get discouraged and drop out, and if one drops out, she would let them know. Mm-hmm. So in October, I got a call that they had an opening for me as a work student, and that was the way I had to go anyway. So the first semester I was there, or that part of the semester, I worked full time mm-hmm. at the college kitchen. Then in January I started school, but at Barry you went to school 4 days a week and worked 2 days a week. Now the 2 days work paid for your board and lodging, and of course during your working semester you accumulated enough to pay for your tuition. So then in the spring, since I was late starting, I didn't have enough money over to pay for the second semester, so I got summer work. Mm-hmm. And I could go then full year the next year. And after that, I got summer work every year until I graduated. Mm-hmm. So I was up there full time.
How do you think things are different nowadays with kids going to college than they were opposed to during the Depression?
Well, I think in some ways it's much easier for them. Their parents are making more money. Of course, it's difficult to send because expenses are so much higher now than they were then. Mm-hmm. But in some ways, I think we were better off because we had to work. We didn't have much time to get into mischief and mm-hmm. plan things that we shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. And I think it maybe it's too easy for students now. Mm-hmm. Their parents sacrificed a lot to send them to college, but they don't know how to appreciate it because they've never had to work.
Mm-hmm. You feel like as you, like when you worked and went to college, you appreciate it more than
I think you do. Mm-hmm. I think most students, most people I think who work really appreciate what they got. Mm-hmm. Don't you appreciate yours?
Mm-hmm. Very
mm-hmm.
much so.
I know Sylvia Warren, she was Averson when she was in school here, and she went to Jacksonville after she graduated a year or two, and then she got a certificate to teach. And the next, when she went back to school after that, one of her professors said, well, you certainly have changed since you were here before. Said, you're a much better student. She said, I'm paying for it now.
And Daddy wasn't doing
it. Her father wasn't paying it. So that makes a difference, you
makes
know.
Makes a difference.
You're going to work when you're paying for it yourself.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to get your teaching degree back then?
Well, actually, the school part was 4 years, but since I worked the first semester, I was there four and a half semesters. But one semester was all work, and the rest of the time I worked in the summertime to make up my tuition, and then I could go to school full time during this winter. So I was there 4.5 years.
How often did you come home to visit your family? And
Very seldom. Once or twice I came home for Christmas, and I might have come home once or twice, you know, between summer work and beginning of school, but most of the time I was there full time.
Mm-hmm. I bet you missed
because
your
family. We didn't have much playtime.
Yeah, I bet you missed your family.
Oh yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
What type of work did you have to do on campus?
Well, when I first entered, I worked at the college kitchen. Now, we had three kitchens there. The college kitchen was the men's school. And then on the, what we call the girls' campus, the Ford building, was high school and the college girls. So they had a kitchen there. And then they had high school boys up on the mountain, and they had a kitchen there. But I worked in the college kitchen. And my first job was scullery maid. Scullery maid, you know, you wash pots and pans.
Oh, is that what that was?
That's what that was. So then the next time, I had summer work at the college, but I was supper cook. And I went on duty at 9 o'clock in the morning. The first thing I did was make up a gallon of mayonnaise to use for lunch, if they had needed for lunch or dinner. I used 8 turkey eggs and a gallon of oil and I think a cup of vinegar and, you know, the spices and so forth. And I made that by hand. And I had a big old barrel down in the basement where I kept the oil. I'd have to go and pump that oil up and make that mayonnaise. And then I helped cook supper. Sometimes one time I waited tables, and when you waited tables, then you had to wash dishes after the meal. So during the summer, part of the time I worked in the kitchen. One time they sent some of the girls up to the high school kitchen as cooks and waitresses because all the boys in the high school were busy in the farm or building the Frost Chapel at the high school. Now, everything that was built there was done by student work. And when they first started, they had a brick plant there, and the boys made the brick that we used to build some of the buildings. And they did all the work at the high school except some stone carving that they paid somebody to do for decoration of the chapel. But all the stone laying and construction work, the high school boys did it. So they sent some of us up there to cook and wait tables. So we did that one year. Then I worked in the sewing room part one summer. There we made the uniforms. Now when I was going to school up there, everybody wore uniforms. The high school girls wore blue chambray, and I was corrected many times because it looked, I called it gray, but they called it blue. And I'd say gray uniforms, no, it's blue. The college girls wore pink. When you were a senior, you could wear green.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But it was all chambray, just, and we made all the dresses there in the sewing room. So I worked there one summer. Then when the nurse was gone one time, she was gone for about a week, they sent me down to be the nurse. Of course, she told me what pills to give if anybody needed them, you know. And so I'd work down there. I'd have big things, just to mop and clean. And then if anybody happened to need something, I was there. When I finished with that, I'd lock up the doors and go over to the sewing room and sew the rest of the day. And one girl was there, and she decided she wanted to lose some weight. So she wanted me to give her some Epsom salts out of the dispensary so she wouldn't have to buy it. She was going to take that, you know, and try to get off some weight. And I said, no, I couldn't do that. And I wouldn't let her have it. But she decided she'd buy it anyway. And she took too much, and she got real sick. And the dean was real upset about it, and she came to me and she said, don't you tell her what I did. I said, I'm not going to tell her anything unless she asked me. I said, you're the one to tell her what happened. But I don't think she ever did. But anyway, I was just there for about a week while the nurse was taking a little vacation. Mm-hmm. So most of my time was either working in the sewing room or in the college, one of the kitchens. Either preparing meal. I was breakfast cook one time. And of course, everybody was required to go to church every Sunday. And the only time, unless you were sick, you know, and the nurse had to give you an excuse. But when I was breakfast cook, we had to get up at 4 o'clock. And the nurse, for some reason, felt sorry for the breakfast cooks. So you didn't have any trouble getting a permit to miss church. But during that time, I didn't want to miss. I think it was because I wasn't required to go. Mm-hmm. But when I was required to go, I didn't enjoy it nearly as much. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But
was the church on campus at Berry?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Everything was on campus. We had a big chapel. It was on the college campus, and that's where the men stayed, and most of the college classes. Now, some of our classes were taught there at the high school. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the dormitories for both college and high school for girls was there together. And that group of buildings was called the Ford Group. Mr. Ford, you know, the car mm-hmm. Ford band, had donated the money for those buildings. And they were all stone, made of stone, that were quarried there on the Berry campus. Incidentally, the Berry campus is the largest college campus in the United States and probably in the world. It was 35,000 acres.
Really? How many students?
Well, when I was there, there's probably not more than 2,000 in both high school and college. It was a small, and it was a young college. Now, the high school was started in about 1902 or 3, but the college started, I think, around 1927. I didn't go until 1935. Mm-hmm. So it was still just a young college. It was not accredited when I was there. So after I finished there, then I had to go back to college and do some more work, you know, to be a certified mm-hmm. from a accredited college. Mm-hmm. But, and we had to, it was a mile from the college campus to the girls' campus, we called
really?
It. Mm-hmm. And we had to walk back and forth to those classes, besides all the work we did. Mm-hmm. We had about 3 minutes between classes, but they allowed us to leave one class on the college campus to walk back to the girls' school for the next class. Mm-hmm. And our teachers were a little lenient if we didn't make it in that few minutes.
Oh, really?
But we had to walk all that way. Mm-hmm.
That's your exercise.
Mm-hmm. We got plenty of exercise. Maybe that's what's wrong with my knees now. But
was the discipline strict now?
Oh, very strict. You did not chew gum. You did not... well, you just didn't do much of anything. We didn't have much time. You were working all the time. I know one Sunday afternoon, some of the girls, these were seniors, they got out behind the dormitory on that lawn out there and were turning flips with their dresses.
Oh, goodness.
But there was a county road up through the campus. Of course, nobody hardly ever passed that way, but they were called in and severely admonished mm-hmm. for being out there cutting capers like that. And if you had dates on Sundays, you had to sit out on the lawn, and of course you had teachers meandering around over the campus, and at a certain time you had to go in, you know. The boys had to say goodbye at the door, and you went back in the dormitory. They were very strict.
Very strict.
But they did allow the boys and girls. We had a school store, and they had a little snack place there, and you could go in there and buy drinks or sandwiches. And they got together there sometimes. Dr. Hook said they managed to get together. But they don't have that rule now. I went back up there one time. I think, I don't remember who was playing. We went to a ball game. And, Lord, they just were lolling around over each other and everything. I said, Lord, they didn't do that when I was there. And they had dances, but they were college teachers there with them, and if you danced too close, they'd come up and pat you on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. Of course, I didn't dance, so I wasn't worried about that. I couldn't dance. I never did learn to dance.
Were students bad to like cut classes or skip?
You didn't cut classes.
You didn't.
That just wasn't done. Unless you were sick.
Unless you were really sick.
Unless you were really sick. Well, I don't think anybody wanted to, because, you know, you worked 2 days a week and had to get all your classes in 4 days, so you couldn't afford to miss many classes. Mm-hmm. And it was just a rule. You just go to class. So I know one day I lay down. I was so tired and sleepy, and I lay down across the bed. I thought, well, I'll rest for 5 minutes, and I went to sleep.